the association between the microalbuminuria and glucagon-like peptide 1 GLP-1 response after a standard meal load in newly diagnosed Chinese type 2 diabetes patients was identified. Patients with microalbuminuria showed lower postprandial GLP-1 levels than those without microalbuminuria. The prevalence of microalbuminuria decreased with increasing quantities of 30 minutes and 120 minutes, and area under control of GLP-1 levels after a standard meal. The highlights of our study are that the patients were newly diagnosed, which excluded the influence of glucose-lowering therapies. Furthermore, we assessed the fasting and postprandial GLP-1 levels in response to a standard meal, not oral glucose. Third, the GLP-1 determined in our study was active GLP-1, not total GLP-1.